This is the first live show they have ever done, so put your hands together for Steven, Serber, and Felder, hand in the dirt.
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
There we go!
Hey, put some hands in the air if you're a dirtbag. Yeah. Who's on dirtbags? That's what I'm saying. That's what we call our fans. If you've never listened to Hit in the Dirt, it is a gardening podcast about football and... There we go. We got Steven Hartzell right here.
What's up, Raleigh?
We've got Michael Serber, a.k.a. L underscore Serberino. He is. He didn't even let me get to it. He's the lead. He's one of the vocalists of the Killer Ants.
Correct.
Ants with a Z or a Z.
Or a Z.
Or a Z, if you're from Australia or from Canada.
There's someone here from Alaska.
Shit, I left my.
Do you have a script?
No, I left my towel.
Oh, your towel? You cannot have mine.
I know. Ryan, can you go right there? It's right there, please. I'm sweating already. The lights are so hot.
He's been sweating, so like, Ryan?
It's not going
to
stop.
Did you have tongs to grab that thing with?
No, it's a different towel.
Okay.
I thought you guys were going to bring computers. I thought you guys were going to bring computers up here.
And we didn't. It's too hot.
Listen, Hartzell, it's 2024, man. It's a computer right here in my pocket.
We have a supercomputer in our hand. So,
we will Google.
Again, we're not joking. It's a lifestyle podcast, but we are going to kick it off by actually talking about football.
We are.
Because
Jackets! So, I don't think the three of us watch very much football. I listened to it on the radio on the way here. These guys were driving. We were all kind of locked in.
In transit.
Yeah. But
Varsity!
Varsity app, yep. Shout out to the Varsity app. It's free. But I mean... I didn't expect to see, or I guess hear, what I heard. I think it's great for the ACC. I think it's awesome for Atlanta. I think it's great for a program that's been down. So, yes, we are going to talk a little football here. Didn't watch much of it, but super stoked for the outcome. Let's go. Brent Key, let's go.
Dude, I got to talk to Brent Key at ACC Media Days. He was hype. Got to talk to Haynes King.
That's right.
He was hype. And they went out and they delivered, man. Like, they stood on business. Like, they weren't playing.
What happened to FSU, though?
Boy.
Well,
I don't know if y'all... Listen, this is a thing that has happened to me before. Sometimes when you go somewhere, and in this case, I guess it's Ireland, you don't realize how far it is from your house before you need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you kind of piss down your leg.
Yeah, you don't want to pull your pants down in public, so you just shit in them.
Yeah, no, I was talking about pee. That's all I was talking about.
No, Florida State lost to Georgia Tech today in Ireland. They shit their pants.
The last... But the last three, we get into the hotel and there's 11 minutes to go in the fourth, and I'm still bringing in the luggage. I'm still bringing in like everything that we need. I've got a very exclusive prop that I'm going to use for my dad. Very cool. I hope you guys are ready for that. They're laughing already about it. But no, I literally just watched the fourth quarter, and you get to those last three plays with Georgia Tech. And it's okay. They have a 50.
I'm gonna nod as if I yes. Yeah.
I will say it.
This is what they do on ESPN.
True. They have a 51-yard field goal, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They have a 51-yard field goal. They lose 11 yards. You can't kick that field goal. And then they complete. And this isn't a good completion. I think it's a bad completion. But they complete a screen that puts them to a 47-yard field goal.
Do DBs think there are any good completions?
No. What, what does that mean?
Well, you were just saying, like, I don't think it's a good completion, as if it was different than any other fucking completion you've ever seen in your entire life.
Someone should have made that tackle.
Okay, yeah.
It's different than someone that runs a 17-yard route and, like, makes a good catch versus someone who runs a...
But you don't like that either, though.
I mean, sure, against Florida State at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they kick the field goal, they win. So I think the ACC already is completely fucked, if we're being honest. Pardon my language. And not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. Like, in a way where you don't know what's going to happen. And I like that about it. Like, what did you say? You said the ACC was like the Pac-12, right?
I think it's an entertaining league, but I that's a result that nobody expected. So you move forward. I think Florida State has like BC next week, and Tech's got like Cuse and Georgia State. So, I mean, we'll see. But the notion that we will have a ranked Georgia Tech team next week.
Yeah.
Shocked.
They will be.
Yeah. Shocked.
And they should.
And here for it. I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
So for those of you that don't know about Hand in the Dirt, again, a gardening podcast about football.
And really a lifestyle podcast.
And really, yes. This came all from
you.
I don't want credit.
This was your idea. Don't blame me for this.
You gotta give you your flowers, man. So we started a show 4 years ago. It was February of 2020.
February 26th was our first show.
2020.
Of 2020.
Do you remember who our first guest was?
No.
It was Holly.
It was Holly.
What the fuck, man?
I'm sorry. I thought it was Roddy.
No, it was definitely not Roddy.
I know who like our second or third guest was. I'm like,
Holly was guest
Holly,
number one.
Roddy.
I'll give Holly a shout out because she helped get this thing growing.
Yeah. Literally. Yes, let's grow.
Yeah, thank you, Holly.
The crossover. Appreciate it.
It started, well, I was gonna say it started out from a tweet that I had. For those that aren't familiar, it started out from a tweet where I was like, what if there was like a, cause I love gardening. And we'll get into that here very quickly. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I love gardening and I love like lawn, they love lawn care. We all love lawn care, we love gardening. And it started that way. And it started from a tweet where I said, what if there was a gardening podcast about football that was called Hand in the Dirt? Which is something football, if any football fan in here has heard the phrase Hand in the Dirt a million times. And so it just was very, like, it worked. And then I get a text message from this guy. Are you serious about this podcast thing? Are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then we do our first show. What did we tape? Was that February 26th?
It was February of 2020.
February 2020. I was saying, I think it was the 26th.
We did the show with Holly. And then the next week... everything was shut the fuck down, and I risked my life to go in and produce the podcast.
That's what I was getting at, is like, we did it. The podcast came out the week before COVID. And we're like, let's keep going.
Let's grow.
I mean, proof that it was a great time to start a business, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey. Really no arguing against that.
So make sure you go over there and buy these koozies. They're $5.
But the show has grown. It's taken on a life of its own.
Yes.
It's great to see people here that have listened to the show that have
called into the show.
Yes. I've met a lot of callers tonight. And then the fact that people listen to the show when they're outside working or when they're driving around with their kids.
Yeah.
Because that's literally what we're doing. I mean, Felder and I are both dads. I know there's a lot of parents here.
Your kids are going to be really fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean... honestly, this is veering off path, but like love. I mean, we're gonna be done in a second.
You're right. Let's just do this couple things real quick.
I'm gonna do a couple things real quick. But does anyone have a rad dad? You got a rad dad? Here. You got a rad dad? Come on. A bomb mom? Come on. Right
here.
There's a
microphone right here. Let's talk about it. Shout out your rad dad.
Let's do it.
For real.
It's a good pivot. Like, this is a huge part of the show.
Huge, huge Duke contingent here tonight. Let's hear from the Blue Devils.
First of all, Felder.
Yes.
I've been listening to y'all pretty much since y'all started.
Thank you.
I'm a huge Duke fan, so I've always wanted to give you the bird. So, my friend.
Yes!
That's unbelievable.
Okay, now, that's a rat. I mean, I guess you're my dad now, huh?
But my dad is a 20-year vet in the Navy.
Nice.
He's one of the coolest guys I know. My favorite story to tell about him is we were taking a trip to the Outer Banks. Mm. We got a boat. Our motor blew out. Uh-oh. He was able to go and fix the motor with his lighter.
Oh, shit.
He was able to fix the boat with his lighter by pretty much like fusing the two copper wires together with it.
There you go.
Brad Dad.
Brad Dad.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Shout out to the Outer Banks. Salt Lake.
You're the man, dog. You're the man now, dog. Who else? Who had a bomb mom?
Well, they found out that we were going to ask them to come and speak in the microphone. They're not.
Oh, that's okay. There we go.
Hang on. Show of hands. Who thinks Adderis is going to be there, the lighthouse, by the end of the bet?
Who thinks it's not going to be there? Show of hands.
You guys are fucking crazy.
Are you kidding me?
Do you just not care about historical landmarks? Like, you're going to do nothing. You're just going to let it fall into the ocean.
No one's rooting for it to fall.
It sounds like you are.
No. I'm not rooting for it to fall.
Yes, you are.
No,
you are rooting for it.
I promise. I'm not rooting for the big one. I just think 35 years from now, I think the odds are against Felder on this one.
In 35 years, I'll owe you $1,000 is what you're saying.
You'll owe Julian $1,000.
Oh, yeah. In 35 years, we'll both be dead.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
You know what?
I'll be dead.
We're going to have to figure out a way to legally bind this somehow.
Oh, that's fine.
But I got a lot of
look. We taped it.
I think that's legally binding.
Last weekend, got a lot of messages about the Rodanthe houses disappearing
into
the waves.
This is normal. Those are houses.
It's a house.
I understand.
It's not a historical place.
I understand. I just, 35 years. Just give it time.
All right.
You're asking to give it time.
Right.
I need time.
You want it.
No, I need time.
No, you want it.
I'm not rooting for the Hatteras Lighthouse to fall, just to clarify.
It seems like it is.
I just think that it will.
You want that $1,000.
Eventually.
Hey, why don't you finish the drill, Hartzell?
Why don't you go push it over yourself?
I've been to the Hatteras Lighthouse.
Yeah, so have I.
It's awesome.
From North Carolina.
Yeah, we all went when we were 12, man.
Salt Life.
Dude.
Do you even Salt Life, bro?
Bro, there's nothing. There's nothing like seeing Salt Life when you're like deep, deep, deep.
In the triangle or the triad.
Yeah, there's like, you're not living Salt Life.
You are not about that life.
You don't, unless you have high blood pressure.
Right, yeah, that could be.
Right?
Could be a thing.
I'm living a different type of salt life.
But I don't think you need the fish bones for that on the decal as well.
No.
Not for high blood pressure.
No, absolutely. You need a pork chop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's a pork chop.
Could be.
No, I am super excited to be here. Thank you to Dimitri. Thank you to Breeze Through. Thank you to Home Field. Thank you to everybody. Yeah, everybody give them a round
of
applause.
Let's hear for the OGs too. Come on.
Yeah. We're doing a show that's, you know, it's not as good as Shutdown Fullcast.
Yeah, not really.
But they have notes. They have it's a loose run of show, but it's a run of show.
I think they're produced personally.
No, it's I put notes in our doc.
Where's the laptop?
I didn't bring it out.
True story.
It's in my book bag.
Before we came up here, both of these guys were planning on bringing their laptops up here.
And then we didn't.
The system works. Yeah. The system
we're not
works.
Doing voicemails.
No voicemails. No voicemails. Unless you guys want to come up and ask a question, I'm all for that.
This is when Steven gets greasy.
Yeah, I'm all for asking questions. But no, for real, this is cool. And
no,
this is cool to
you
be
You
want to
ask questions? Let's ask some questions.
Go ahead. You got questions? Go ahead.
Okay. You got questions?
Who's mowed their lawn recently? Who's ready to seed their lawn? Show of hands. Not a lot of hands.
This is not like a popular grow zone for fall grass.
Yeah, but I mean, it was in the 50s this week. It's getting up into the 90s next week.
Hartzell, the type of grass you're planting is warm weather grass. You don't do that.
Warm weather grass.
You don't do that in the fall.
It's one of my favorite activities of the year. It's coming. We're like 6 weeks out.
Your yard will finally look good for like 2 months.
Do a drive-by. Lawn's looking pretty solid.
We'll do a drive-by.
Lawn's looking pretty solid. We had some patches. I mean, June was rough on everybody.
July was rough.
July, we got rain. I didn't mow for the entire month of June.
We got Debbie in, was it end of July, start of August?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
July brought it back, for sure.
I'm just saying, like, everyone's, okay.
Calm down, sir.
No, do we need to get him up here? Okay, hey, what are you doing? Come on. Come on and say it, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Come on and say it.
We don't have the,
Calm down.
That's not how he gets down.
That's not how he gets down. So that's my dad.
The reigning Michael Felder.
The what? What?
I said the reigning Michael Felder.
The reigning, okay. Yeah. What is this, House of Dragons?
Yeah, no. That's a Gilmore Girls reference.
That was yours. That was your wife.
Yeah. Wow. Who I love dearly.
My wife.
Shout out to the wives.
Oh yeah, they're all right there. Our wives are there. So, ladies, don't feel frisky after the show. We're all taking men.
My wife will kill you. And it'll be painful. She's not gonna do it like in a
simple
way.
She's like Liam Neeson.
Yeah, no, she's not like Liam Neeson. I don't want to say that.
Oh yeah, he did all. Yeah,
not like Liam Neeson.
Bad dudes.
No, he's not a good guy. We'll edit that out. It's fine.
No, I mean,
clean it up in post.
Yeah, clean it up in post.
I know. It's been a while since I've thought about that.
It's been a while
since I could hold my head up high.
It's been a while
since I said I'm sorry.
Good job, man.
I'm not.
It's good. It's good.
Is that bad?
No, I wanted you to sing here, and you did.
I can sing more.
No, I think it's great. Sing all you want, buddy.
I'll sing more. I mean. Were you taking a request now?
I guess. Sure.
No, I'm not gonna do Freebird. I'll do Shallow.
Dude, that would be fucking awesome if you did Freebird.
I'm on the deep.
Hey, how was the gig last night?
Yeah, how was the last night?
The gig was awesome.
Good.
None of you motherfuckers came.
Hang on.
What the
hell?
Yes.
Look at that. Look at that.
You were there? What'd you think? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you to you and you only. The rest of you can go fuck yourselves. That's fine. Thank you for coming from wherever you came from. If you didn't come to my show last night, it was awesome. You can follow us. We're Killer Ants with a Z or a Z if you're in Canada on Spotify.
Australia.
Or Australia. Did they do
or
it there?
Or New Zealand.
New Zealand, the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Is anywhere else with a Z?
Does UK do Z?
They've got to do Z.
Yeah. UK does Z?
Yeah.
See,
we're the only country that uses Z.
Yeah. Take that, motherfuckers.
See, this is how people listen to the show. They're just yelling constantly.
Now they get to interact.
At their iPhone.
At us. At us.
Yes. At their...
At me.
Yes.
Yes.
They're definitely... Well, hang on.
I think they're yelling at me and Felder more.
Hang on. Let's do it like this. Who is a heartbeat?
Heartbeats. Heartbeats.
Louder for the heart. We got a heartbeat right there. Stood up, heartbeat.
Stood up. You love to see it.
Yeah.
Who was a Cerber lurker?
Lurkers.
Whoa. And what is my thing called?
Felder file.
You're Felder file.
It's gross.
Ah, man, that really stuck too, the Felder file thing.
I
really love that it's really
that
caught on.
I don't like it. And I'm so... I can't wait to get out from underneath these lights. I'm sweating so hard. Like, are you kidding me? Felder File is a bad name.
No, it's not. It's a really good name. You should all tweet it at him later on Twitter.
I'll block every person.
Just embrace it, buddy.
It's still out there, though.
Look at you.
Yeah, embrace
you're
it.
You're nervous still, huh?
No, I like it out here. It is hot. It is warm.
Thank you.
I feel fine.
I got throat sweat.
It is warm. But no, this is great. Like, here's the thing. When we started the show 4 years ago, the whole point of it was just to...
Talk to each other.
Yeah, talk away from sports. it became way more sports oriented than it used to be.
Yeah. We had a lot more lawn
stuff. You know, like Wemby debates or like.
Oh, who's a Victor Wembanyama fan? Yeah.
College football. I mean, there's lots of stuff. Like, there's plenty of sports stuff to talk about. But when we started it, and then with what happened, it just literally became like, hey, I get to talk to adults today for the first time all week.
And I get to talk to my friends.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
And not like have like a work conversation. So that's kind of the origin story. We don't have.
I used to get paid. That was my.
So did I. Yeah. So did I. I used to get paid too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He's the only one that keeps making money.
Hartzell is the only one that's getting paid for this show. Yeah, that's true.
That's actually not true at all. That's not true. But this is the first time we've gotten paid to do Hand in the Dirt. Like, that's a true story. Like, we're just here.
That's thanks to all of you guys.
We're just here.
So thank you.
Yes. So thank you. Yes, that's exactly right. But no, man, this, like, 4 years ago, like, I wouldn't have thought that this is where we'd be.
No.
Like, hanging out with the Joes, hanging out with the full cast, you know, eating chicken tendies upstairs.
I got to get up there and get some.
Dude, those tendies are good.
I haven't had any, and I'm so... They got I don't need sausage.
They got lots of sausage.
There was sausage?
There's lots of sausage.
I didn't see the sausage.
I thought it was hot.
That, you're white.
That's what I'm saying. It had a little kick to it. It had a little kick to it.
You're Jewish and white.
That's correct. That's correct.
Like, what?
Life is good. That's correct. The tendies hit. We got fries up there.
Oh, boy.
I needed to eat. It was a long day. I had a kid's birthday party today, so for
those... Let's do some Rad Dad stuff.
For the parents out there, you know, our kid turned 8. Not today. Earlier in the week. So we had to celebrate today. We had a pool party.
Yeah, what?
Can we ask the question now? Can we ask the question? Is it better to do your kid's birthday party before or after their birthday? All right, so we're gonna go before. Can we? No, I need you guys to yell. I need you guys to make noise. Before. After. So we got out. Everyone says after. So
we did it right. The thing here, the wrinkle. Return to school. You do it earlier. Sure, it's more convenient for, like, this, but the kids aren't back in school. So right. You have a birthday party where no kids are there.
Bro, do you know how fucked I am right now?
Bad beat. What's up?
My kids start school on Monday. I'm in Raleigh today.
That's right.
I got to drive home tomorrow.
What did Savannah do today?
She went to Carowinds.
Yeah.
Let's go. Even I've been to Carowinds.
Listen, you guys are cheering, but if she really likes Carowinds, he lives, I don't want to say how close she lived to Carowinds, but he lives close enough to Carowinds that they will have to go there a lot.
Yeah, that's...
This is a problem, okay? We have reached an impasse.
Who said something about the pool? Who says... What'd you say? Fuck, that's a bad replacement, dude.
That is not a good replacement for the pool.
That's a terrible, do you know, the pool I pay for up front. Done, it's over.
Right.
We're done. Carowinds every time is more money.
You get a pass, dude, you get a pass. Season pass.
The pass doesn't pay for all of the concessions. What are we? Thank you.
Get a refillable cup. Bring your Stanley.
Who said no? You? Hey, security!
Security!
Security! Security! Remove this man.
But he's got on clouds on.
Easy. Easy.
Let's see.
That's one we have to take the L on.
Let's see.
We do have to take. Listen, I'm here. I'll do it in front of all these people.
I want to see. Do you have on clouds on?
Oh, me? No, I got J's on.
There you go.
That's why he was feeling so fucking bold.
By the way, everyone, by the way, our set's almost done, but at the end of this set.
Is it? We have a lot of time left in our set.
Yeah.
I did the same thing I always
do. We have to fill 42 more minutes.
I did the same thing I always do. Anyways, at the end of our set, anyone that has Jordans on, and just for the record, I am not talking about Dunks. I am talking about Jordans.
We don't need to discriminate, though.
I mean, I am 100% discriminating.
Are y'all taking live voicemails? Can I leave a live voicemail?
You can leave one.
Who is that?
Come on.
Yeah, come on up.
Come on, big dog.
Get up here.
I didn't get to finish my thing.
Let me introduce you all to Spencer Hall.
You're going to see him in a little bit.
Hi, I hate attention. Hey guys, first time, long time, leaving a voicemail here. I just wanted to say that you mentioned Carowinds, and I feel you because my son went to Carowinds on a school trip, and I was like, oh man, how was it? Because he didn't want to go because he never wants to do it, you know, shit. Because he's like, I just want to sit at home, you know, be, you know, on the computer. And I'm like, fuck that. You have the rest of your life to do that, like me. So he went to Carowinds, and I was like, oh, how was it? And he goes, ah, it was kind of bootleg. And I was like, why? And he goes, because I think their roller coaster's cracked and falling down, and everyone acted like it wasn't, but we were like, there's a crack in that. And I was like, for real? I was like, did you go on it? And he's like, hell no. It's like, were other people going on it? He's like, yeah, they were going on it. And then a week later, I read in the paper, they're like, structural crack for unidirectional fatigue found in Carowinds roller coaster. That's all. Bye.
That's some Six Flags shit.
Hey, man, here's the reality. I can't help it if my city get it how we live. Okay? We get it how we live, and guess what? It's not just my city. It's South Carolina, too.
That's true.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the South Carolina part.
Oh. You know, I think you were right too, though. I think that is across the line because that's the hurler, right? It's not called that anymore.
It's on the other side.
The hurler, that's the wooden one, right?
Yeah, it's like from Wayne's World.
We're not in charge of that.
That's correct.
I don't know if any of you guys, how many of you guys have driven from North Carolina to South Carolina, just straight through, whether it's 77, 85, everybody, right? We've all done it. And as soon as you cross the state line, you are like, God damn.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
But why? But you're like, I know why the gas is so cheap. They don't fix shit.
No.
They don't fix nothing. Clemson's bad. Spartanburg is not great. Like, you're like, yo.
You missed this place when you were gone, though, didn't you?
I missed what?
North Carolina.
Oh, everybody knows I missed North Carolina when I was gone.
Yeah, we're talking shit about South Carolina right now.
I'm just saying the area, though. Just the whole area.
Were you listening to Dude's story?
If I had to move to South Carolina, I would have stayed in Chicago, probably.
Yo, but you're close to South Carolina. Like, you close.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm close.
You are close.
I am. I drive to South Carolina. I'm driving to South Carolina tomorrow.
Love it.
I got to get gas.
You in South Carolina are like, oh, my God.
You don't need to get bourbon, though.
No, I do that. My wife already went and got it.
Our guy took care of you on the bourbon.
I know, and thank you, my man. Trevor. I was going to say Trevor.
He was not going to say it.
I was.
Nope.
No, I paused for fucking...
effect?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it worked.
Trevor. Trevor.
It's easy. He's wearing a number 16.
He's a Duke fan.
Yeah.
Are you excited about Daniel Jones?
What? Hang on, where does Daniel Jones play football?
The Giants.
He's still there?
Yeah. They just gave him a huge contract.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Woo! There's my dad right there.
That must be really tough.
3 points?
You guys should get Mitch Trubisky back.
The Giants ruined Daniel.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment, I think.
Well, I will say this, because we have plenty of time and we can talk about it. I know we talked about it on College Sports Now, but this is going to be more serious than we've been. But the helmet communicators, talking to folks that played football, and they're like, they don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking about college?
Yeah, in college.
Why?
I mean, the sample size, like we'll figure it out. I think to your point, I don't want to. I mean, you can speak to this better than I can. You played the game, obviously. It's going to be more check with me's.
It's going to be It's going to be a lot more check with
me's. So underdeveloped quarterbacks.
Like, quarterbacks are underdeveloped, and I think we saw that. Like watching as much as I watched of DJ Uiagalelei, he's waiting for someone to.
That's not a helmet comms problem, though.
No, that's...
Yeah, no, I think that's a DJ problem.
He's also not... do it. What are we? We're gonna talk about
bang
Clemson?
On the guy. I just yeah.
Listen, this everyone it's fun. I wish that DJ was doing better because he's just a guy. But this is gonna really suck in like 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah,
when Clemson loses in Tallahassee. This is really gonna suck.
That's gonna be bad.
I'm gonna be very sad. I haven't been sad about Clemson football in a long time, but I'm already sad about it.
So who wins the ACC? I mean, you liked Clemson before the season started.
First of all, who said Stanford? Stand up. If you said Stanford, stand up. I'll tell you what. Why don't you know what you can do? No. If you're brave enough to stand up, walk over there and get a free koozie. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's yours. Shout out to the Cardinal.
Go ahead and walk over there and get a free koozie. That's yours. You're an insane person, and I love it.
How come no one said SMU?
Ponies.
The Ponies look good.
They play now. Right now.
Are they playing right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
Who are they playing?
Nevada. At Nevada.
I work in college football, sports, broadcast, media, stuff.
But it's crazy. Like,
holy shit, Spencer is sockless and Hokas?
Yeah. He's shooting back away.
God damn, go Gators.
Dude, we can't, because Miller's right there. We can't talk about Hokas. We can talk about Arnold Clouds.
No, listen, we have to take the L on these. They are clearly very comfortable. They look dumb as fuck, sorry. But
okay, how many people have Hokas?
That's a lot of people.
God damn.
I mean, they're just a normal shoe, Felder. It's really nothing. There's nothing wrong with them.
How many people have Pegasus? Wow, fewer. Yeah. Me too.
Listen, I don't want to change the shoes that I'm buying. I want to keep buying the shoes I do, but I do need to change I need a change. I need an insole. Like the good feet
like
thing,
an insert.
Like a store. Does that shit work?
I think it does. From those that have them, yeah. You can go and get fitted for
good feet.
50, like, it's way more than that if you're trying to go, like, you know, a medical route. But from those that use them, I've heard things.
So, well, I will get the benefits of the OnCloud with none of the cons, the long list of cons that exist.
The aesthetics of wearing an OnCloud.
Yeah, like the judgment that's going to pass down on me when people see me in them.
Yes.
I mean, listen, there's no judgment. Huh?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. So I can do that, and that's going to make me feel like a normal human again.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Do your feet hurt?
No, my feet don't hurt, but I think that other things hurt because of the fact that I only wear shoes that are made for like 12-year-olds.
Is it these and this? Does that hurt?
Yeah, it's
that lower back?
Yeah, I think it's from the feet.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I don't, because like I rub my back. I get a back massage from my wife, who I love dearly.
Yeah.
And it's good for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then I'm right back. I feel like shit again.
Listen, everybody's been good for 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's story of my life.
But no, I had to make sure I told you I sent back those Pegasus. The Pegasus 41s, I sent them back because they didn't work for me.
Yeah.
But the Pegasus 38s, we're in business,
that's
baby.
That's your jam.
Felder, stand up. Just stand up, just real quick, if you don't mind.
What?
Look at this man.
The new you. Come on, let's see it.
I didn't recognize him. Yeah.
I did not have that on my Hit D bingo card.
Yeah, no, what is that? 300, like, have you hit 400 days in a row?
I am at...
Nah, he took a break.
He did take, you had to, you
no,
did have
I
to
take a day.
No.
You took a day.
I didn't take a day.
You
bitch.
Didn't take a day?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Right. I thought you took a day.
I ran, walked a mile instead of running a mile.
Oh, that's right.
Take a day.
But how
run
do you
walking,
feel?
Which looks normal, probably.
I feel terrible. My body hurts. I feel sore as shit. You kidding me? What are you talking about?
Felder asked me if I was going to bring running gear on this trip.
I brought mine.
I know you did.
Of course.
I know you did.
Yo,
how many days has it been? I'm just going to do the thing. How many days has it been since July 14th, 2023? And we'll find out. 407 days. Whoa.
That's it.
No, this isn't. Do you see what's happening on this stage? I already finished this PBR. I'm drinking this whiskey and I'm doing this. I'm not doing anything good or right.
Yeah. Anybody got a cigarette?
Dude, let me tell you something. Who listened to the show from this week? You did. Who yell at me what I said I would like to do? Did we bleep it?
I think we bleeped it.
Oh, we bleeped it. Okay. Well, never mind.
You made me do it.
You'll never know.
Hey, your dad's coming back to his seat.
Okay, my dad's coming back. Thank you, Dad. I'm sorry I took my shirt off in public.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Take your shirt off, then. Yes, we got to talk chickens. We got to talk. How's Yaya's garden?
So we have a peach tree that we
can. We just, you know what, Jen? Where are you? Right there. Come tell him, because he doesn't know.
This is my wife, who I love dearly.
Who I love dearly.
The OG, the original.
How is it with the chickens?
How is it with the chickens?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't imagine our life without chickens. We love our chickens, all 17 of them. We lost one a couple weeks ago.
We did lose a chicken a couple weeks ago.
Wait, you did not tell us this.
You didn't tell us that?
No.
We went to Canada, and we didn't know we lost a chicken until we came home, and we were counting them, and we're like, wait, I thought we had 17 hens, one rooster. And my mom, I wasn't even there, and Steven's like, hey, Yaya, are we missing a chicken? And she's like, yeah, she's gone. Like, no notice, nothing, she's gone. And she's like, I'm pretty sure it was a fox. And we're like, did you see the fox?
No.
No. So that's how we found out that we have 16 hens and one rooster now, so.
I have one more question for you.
Sure.
The neighbors, when the, was it a raccoon or a fox that timed up the timed gate?
So.
Oh yeah, our.
So
Everhart's. The Everhart's.
Yeah, that was a raccoon. It just kind of ripped the heads off the chickens. Foxes eat the whole things.
Yes, raccoons, foxes eat them.
Yeah,
respect.
Raccoons,
you know?
Are
yeah.
just there to just.
They're just causing the chaos.
That's yeah. it.
They're like
it's
Georgia
just for
Tech
fun.
In Ireland.
Killing for fun.
Yeah, raccoons are wild, dog.
So we don't have video evidence of this. That's a point of contention in our house because we're working on more cameras. But the point is, we did lose a chicken on our trip to Canada, and we are down to 17. We had 18. Now we're down to 17.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. All right.
Thank you, Jen. We have a rooster. It just, in that moment, he failed. I don't know. Or he protected. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, strength in numbers, I guess. But we did.
I got you guys over here.
In fairness,
hey, man, now, you're dead.
So if you want to like, if we want to deep dive on this, the chicken we lost was.
The dumbest one?
There was something going on with her where she wasn't sleeping in the coop at night. Like she was either being picked on, or she knew that she was sick, or she was sick, and everyone was like, "You need to get out of here."
Yeah.
So
she wanted to get wild,
which happens. Like that's a thing that happens. These chickens are, you know, like we hang out with them a lot, like outside. Like they're pretty.
Why
they're
is that
pretty smart.
Why is everyone laughing at
Dude,
that?
Dude, I'm telling you, if you guys...
You guys don't hang with chickens?
Yeah. They're pretty entertaining, but they know when something's not right. And the
they're
others...
Like, you gotta go.
The others know it too. So whether that takes the form of like, you're pecking, you're like the chickens will like peck each other, or it'll elevate to like when you're, what you see with roosters fighting, except it's hens, like they don't have the spurs, but they're still like trying to fuck each other up. So that happens, and then this rooster literally, or this hen was like, I need to sleep in the playground, away from everybody, while we were gone. And her hypothesis was that
a fox got her.
That's correct. We do have foxes.
I mean, they can jump. Around. Foxes can jump high.
Yeah, but it's more like you're sleeping out and it's unprotected. You're not in the coop. Like, you are
taking...
Could
it be a coyote?
Not likely.
I mean...
Possible.
Coyotes can jump high, too.
And you got coyotes over there,
And just
too.
So you guys know, we people that haven't listened to the show, we do talk about this stuff a lot. Like, so I'm sorry if this is, like, very, like, weird to people, but he has chickens. What? You've killed 10?
No. I've had a lot of wildlife. I'm from the Northeast. I've had a lot of wildlife going on in my house.
Yeah, no, we have what do we have? Three cameras, babe? I'm mad. These deer are just like at my... The deer come up to my back in the front door and are just eating.
Yeah, that's wild.
They eat my roses, they eat my hawthorns, they eat my gladiolas, they eat everything.
Yeah.
Crepe myrtle, yes, they eat everything, and you're just like, what are we doing? Like, this isn't how it should be.
For what it's worth, like, I actually...
That's not life.
If you're...
There's no way to live.
If you're, like, on the fence on the chicken thing, I know there's, like, HOA stuff, which we don't...
Sure.
Doesn't apply to where we are.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Of course.
But the payoff... I mean, it takes like 9 months to get there. You're like raising these little things and then they're out in the open. But like, unlike a dog or a cat, like, I guess cats don't really need anything. But unlike a dog, you don't really have to do anything for these birds.
That's true. Cats.
They just, you know, you just got to take care of them. They grow up, they start laying eggs, and then you're cooking.
Feller, tell us about cats. You're an expert.
Dude,
as a zaddy.
Cat daddy.
I hate that you guys call me this. They call me a cat daddy.
How they doing?
Holly is convinced that I am a...
That's not my name.
They call me Stacy. That's not my name. But no, I am... She calls me a cat. The big thing for me with cats... So here's what happened. In my neighborhood, a lady died. I'm sorry. That sounds bad. That's a bad way to start a story, but that's just...
This isn't as cool as I thought it would be.
Well, you brought it up.
I did. I regret it, but continue.
Lady died... And then they put in our neighborhood Facebook into our neighborhood. Like, you guys have a next door neighbor?
Next door fell off, man.
Yeah. Next door? Yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't use it. But this lady, they were like, hey, we have 50 cats. If anyone
50.
If anyone wants some, like, please come and get them. They do need to be spayed and neutered. Like, please come and get them. And then...
Audible groans.
After 2 days, no one responded, and they were like, okay. Just left the door open. And all the cats just were out.
Yeah.
So they're just out in the neighborhood. And so I was out for a run one day, and they were just like, there's just cats. Cats, 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 cats. Everybody! So there were just cats everywhere. And the strongest survived. Yes. Yes, they did. So it just was like, I was like, this sucks. But we have Salem.
This sucks so much. Here's their names.
We have Bob. Socks. Me. I do. Salem, Bob, Sox. Like, those are the three strong.
Sox is too adorable for you to convince me that you don't give a shit.
It's a great name.
It's a cat with white paws. What else are you going to call it?
You're going to call it Sox if you love it.
I don't interact with these cats, ever.
I didn't say you interacted with them. I said you loved them.
I can tell you what I don't. I don't love them.
I think he does.
Huh?
You don't ever,
so I can identify them.
You don't ever leave out like a little. Like
so I can
little,
say. So I can say right like before I kill them. Like,
so little, I'm saying it's like a bogey. So I'm, Dad, you know what I'm talking about. It's a bogey. Don't come on.
Calm down, son.
But you still see them. I mean, they're still thriving.
Yeah. Well, I see four of them.
Mm.
I don't see that. I don't know what the other ones are doing.
Wait, did the fourth one not get a name?
Fourth one? There were like 30 cats, my man. Four.
But four have names.
Four
Salem,
got names.
Bob, Sox, and what was the other one?
I don't remember the other one because he's gone too.
Oh.
She.
Oh, okay.
Lost it. Gone forever.
Well.
And that happens, you know. That happens. Like, what do you expect me to do?
Care? Yeah, man.
About what?
It's your family.
That was care. Who said care? Care about a cat that's not mine?
That's your cat, dude. You named it.
You know what I do? I slow down. I make sure they cross the street. And then I keep going. That's not my cat.
But you make sure they cross the street.
I do the same thing with squirrels. I do the same thing with squirrels, mostly.
I like squirrels, though.
Most of the time.
So what you gonna do about these deer, man?
What's our time? Because I'm tired of these deer.
Medicine meat is delicious.
I know it's delicious, but I'm only allowed to get it, harvest it, if you will. If I hand kill it.
Hang on. Hang on a second.
Hang on, my wife is here.
Here we go.
Bring it up. Come on. You want to be on stage? You want to be a star?
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey,
can Felder take down a deer?
Absolutely.
What about a horse? What about a horse?
Do you think...
Hang on.
Do you think if he took the horse by surprise and just one shot, like Ronnie from Jersey Shore, one shot, that's one shot, bro, the horse is going down, right? Don't you think?
No.
Is it like a pony? Is it like a...
This is not a Clydesdale. Okay. This is just your typical horse at a horse park, like just a regular old horse.
What does he have? Like a dagger?
His fist, like Mongo. Like he's just straight up, he's going straight in. To the jaw.
I don't think so? A horse is huge, my man. Like, they're taller than me.
He doesn't know how big
a horse is. He took it by surprise.
And, like, I think they're taller than me. I don't know.
I think you could take a horse.
By the way, can we just do this since we're all on stage together?
Let's do the height thing.
Okay.
Because Hartzell keeps saying that he's my same height. All right, let's do it.
All right, guys.
Back to back, or?
Yeah. You guys go back to back.
No, let's do it like this.
Line up behind me.
Let's do it this way.
Okay.
Like this.
No, you go. I never said.
We're gonna do it like this.
I'm in flat.
I don't remember saying I was as tall as you.
Yikes. No. Sit down.
You really don't shampoo your hair?
Listen, I've made fun of Hartzell for not using shampoo in his hair before. It feels nice.
Thank you.
Feels good?
Thank you.
I'm not going to touch your hair, but I believe you.
You should.
Did you see how long my arms were compared to my wife, who's 2 inches taller than me?
Yeah.
Athlete.
Natural defender.
And I am clearly taller than him,
correct?
Yeah, you got me. You got me. Okay. You're tall, man.
So we're square.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. We're square on that. That's the thing we don't have to bring up anymore.
Yeah, I don't remember bringing it up, but okay.
You did.
Thank you. Thank you for being on my side.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's bring up a Hartzell thing.
A Hartzell thing?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know, something about movies.
Oh, yeah, you don't watch no fucking... Hey, wait! No!
There we go.
It's been a month. Jen knows this. Have you watched Next Friday yet?
No.
What the fuck, man?
It came
I got
mail.
That for you.
I know you did.
It was a gift.
It came in the mail. It's still in our room.
So
like
we
it's
have,
there.
We have bought him.
So you still don't know Baby D?
Haven't seen Next Friday. Did watch Celtic Pride.
So, hang on. Who has seen Next Friday? Not that many people.
That's really surprising. It's a good sequel.
Celtic Pride?
Celtic Pride is Felder's favorite movie. Am I wrong?
It's a top five movie for me for sure.
Okay.
shout out to my buddy right there, LB. She mentioned ATL. Have you seen ATL?
No.
It's a movie about the city that you're from.
I understand. Haven't seen it.
Wow.
What's the last Atlanta movie I've seen?
Not a movie guy.
It's a true story. Phenomenal jam, by the way.
Trevor bringing out the bangers.
I know. I didn't bring my guitar. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
AT, you haven't. So you haven't seen Celtic Pride. You haven't seen Next Friday.
No, he has seen Celtic Pride. He has seen, but he hasn't seen
it once. It was underwhelming.
That's wild.
That's the first time you've said that in person to him.
That's crazy. Celtic Pride is.
I mean,
I think I have a right to be negative. We're going to jail.
It's not crazy to say it's not good, though.
It's not good. It's fun.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Maybe I need to give it another shot, man. It just,
have you seen Titanic?
Yes, I have.
A lot of times.
Do you think Titanic is good?
It's not bad.
He's getting a twist at the end.
Who said that?
Look, we don't agree on movies. We don't agree. I mean, none of us agree on movies. That's why.
No, Felder and I tend to agree on movies.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
In fact, we all three agree on movies most of the time, but just half of them, you're like, no, I haven't seen
you
it.
You haven't seen it.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen Goodfellas.
That's correct.
You think it's good?
Yeah, it's very good.
It's good for fellas. Tombstone.
Yes.
You've seen it.
I have seen it. Yes.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
No, I haven't seen it. I don't understand what you just said.
What Clint Eastwood movies have you seen?
Very few. Probably none, actually.
Unforgiven.
No.
What about Heartbreak Ridge?
Someone said Gran Torino. Everyone shout out the Clint Eastwood movie you think he should have seen.
These movie titles all sound familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, they all sound familiar, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen none of them.
That's correct.
BJ and the Bear.
Have you seen Paddington 2?
Oh my God.
Paddington 2?
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw Paddington 1 or Paddington 2. I've seen one of the Paddingtons. I've seen Paddington. I don't know which one it was. Jen, was it one or two? It was one.
It was one.
Have you seen Cars?
Oh yeah.
Ka-chow.
Have you seen White Man Can't Jump?
Yes.
Yes. The original, right? Didn't they make a remake?
Yes.
Who's in the remake?
Jack Harlow. Bro, Jack Harlow?
Was he good?
Was it good?
It was fine.
Okay.
It's not good.
Because the original,
But it makes me think about Jack Harlow.
But the original is Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes, and Rosie Perez, in their fucking prime. They were just slinging absolute fucking heat.
Yeah.
Have you seen Heat?
Yes.
I walked in like Heat today.
Yeah?
Did you not see me?
No.
I walked in today. I had the duffel bag over my shoulder with the koozies, with my shoes. I looked like Val Kilmer. I didn't have the ponytail, obviously. But I looked like Val Kilmer walking in Heat. And in my mind, I'm like,
let's go.
Let's go. All you have to do is drop this and I can leave.
To me.
30 seconds.
Yes.
I think it's.
Thank you. Thank you.
You could be gone in 30 seconds.
I guess I could be.
When you see the Heat, you got to be able to drop everything and leave in 30 seconds.
For whatever reason.
And I would not. Although it would have my high school football number on the bag, which would probably be pretty bad.
For whatever reason, since I came of age in the mid-90s, there will never be anyone in my life cooler than fucking Val Kilmer.
Dude, Val...
run in the mid-90s.
Yes!
Of Val Kilmer shit.
Hang on, I just want to see my dad's face.
Wesley Snipes.
Hang on. Wesley Snipes is up there. But do you like it? What do you like about it? If everyone doesn't know that, do you know what movie that's from?
No.
The Saint.
I haven't seen The Saint
Who's
in
seen The Saint?
20 years.
Woo!
What's your favorite Val Kilmer role?
Oh, we've done this, but it's like Tombstone. It's kind of like a hipster pick.
Tombstone?
No, the Salton Sea.
Salton Sea. I am. Tombstone feels like the best pick, but I am going to go with the Saint.
Yeah.
Him, Elizabeth Shue, and it's just like so. Again, do you love it? What do you like about it? And like it's so. Do you see my dad's face?
Yes.
He's like, yes. We watched this movie so many times, and we got it on like a 5 for $5 rental.
I think.
Remember those?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember those?
No.
You don't remember those?
I don't remember that because I wasn't in charge of. Things.
Blockbuster just have 5 movies, $5, 5 days.
Yeah.
God damn.
And so that was on Friday.
What a time to be alive.
No, there used to be a store called Blockbuster. And you could go there, and they would give you VHS tapes, and then later DVDs. But you could watch, you get 5 for $5, mm-hmm. and you could also mix and match with video games, right?
You could do video games. You could rent consoles at Blockbuster.
Yes,
that like, that's right.
That was the thing. Yep. Came in like a briefcase.
We had this thing called Family Video up the street from us up until like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, they're still there.
The one that we had is not there anymore, but. It was fucking awesome.
I'm cheering for Family Video.
But I don't, like, that's the thing that's never coming back.
Our Planet Hollywood closed 2 years ago.
Planet Hollywood or Hollywood Video?
Hollywood Video.
Hollywood Video. That's what I went to.
I know this shit.
Shout out to Renault.
You see how I know it? I'm a movie guy.
Yeah,
clearly.
True.
Clearly.
I'm a movie guy. Hollywood Video. We had a Hollywood Video that was closer than our, but our Blockbuster was so good. Like, they had everything. We loved it. But, again, he's not a movie guy.
It works, though, right?
Yeah.
It works.
Because I'm not a music guy.
That is not true.
See, I mean, you kind of are.
Hang on. The thing here is that you, Hartzell, are a movie guy. You watch a lot of movies. And your favorite movies are always, like, Academy Award nominated, like Lost in Translation or some shit. And Felder, you are a music guy. You listen to music every day when you run. You sing on every episode of Hand in the Dirt.
Yes.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Are you going to see the Beaches?
Who said that? Come get a koozie.
Blame Brett. But you are. Are you going to? You might. You mentioned you might. You've been blasting the fucking Beaches all summer long.
I have been listening to the
You Beaches. Are a music guy.
Yeah. I'm not a music guy, though. Like, my kid's doing piano. I have no idea what.
How's that going?
I mean, I think it's going okay. I have no idea what any of it means.
You don't have to know what it means.
Are the lessons at your house, or do you have to go?
She was going to lessons. My wife is also teaching her. I have my dad, my mom, my wife, they all can read music. I have no idea what any of this stuff means.
I can't read music.
Wow. I had no. That's new, right?
Yeah.
I do it all with my ear.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
I don't have the ear for it.
I don't think that's unheard of.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
I have no idea.
But those who can read music can literally just sit down and.
Yeah, like.
That's what we're trying to
talk about.
Those people.
That's amazing.
Most of those musicians are far less poor than I am.
Yeah, but no, it just. I'm not a music guy. Like, I use music for time.
Yeah.
Like, if I. You know what I should have done?
You should have just put an album on that you
knew. I should have put my headphone in.
Yeah.
Played the same song.
Played the same song over and over again. To know when I know when I'm done.
We'll do that next time.
Yeah.
That's, you guys are laughing. That's real.
That's what he's going to do next time.
I will put one headphone in and I will listen to the same. You know what I'll listen to? Here, I'll play it. I don't give a shit. This is what I would listen to if I had to.
Hang on, let me get a time code so I can edit this out so we don't get demonetized.
Don't edit it out. This is what I would listen to. It's a 4:30 song.
The king and his men.
Is this fucking pirate music?
Yes.
You are the most insane person I've met in my entire life.
So you'll run this on a loop.
You really are.
I'll run this on a loop.
For however long the run is.
For however long my run is, for however long it takes to cook dinner, for however long it takes to do anything.
It's not a lie, folks. Like, it's not. It's not.
This isn't a joke.
It's not a bit.
Kirsten, is it a joke?
It's not.
I will run it on a loop. I know how long it is, so I know where I'm at time-wise.
Sure.
And then I get done.
Makes sense.
It checks out.
You should make tallies, you know, every time it plays, just in case.
I don't need to make tallies. Have you seen how vascular I am right now?
Oh, you just count the. It's like that vein is one.
But no, I know exactly where I'm at based on the music. And then I go from there. I don't listen to the music, I just have music.
Sure.
Sure.
Those are two different things, right?
I mean, I think you listen to the music. You were quoting lyrics to me most of the time.
Oh, I know songs.
That's what you said. You just literally said, I don't know.
No, I'm saying I don't know music.
Yeah, you're right.
But like, I know songs. Like, what do you want to do? You want me to listen to like...
Sing your favorite song right now.
My favorite? What's my, right now, my favorite?
Yeah, sing it out loud.
The king and his lord stole the queen from her bed.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you mean?
That's right. You're totally normal.
I mean, what do you mean? Like,
how many times is that going to repeat for your jog tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
I'm only running a mile in the morning.
Where are you going?
I think I might just do treadmill. Because where we are in Raleigh, it feels crazy.
What's with that fucking mall?
The mall is, thank you, dude, thank you.
Why do y'all still have one?
Hang on. Who's from Raleigh? Who's from Raleigh? Raleigh.
There's a lot of people from Raleigh.
I want the people from Raleigh to just... Can I get five of you to come up? I know we have to get done.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes.
You have 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes? Do we have five people? Come on. Do five... Everyone is going to do 45 seconds. Come on. I'm serious.
About what? The
about
mall?
What?
About the mall.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the mall.
In the traffic.
Is there more than one entrance and exit to that thing? There is?
One.
I couldn't fucking find them.
Wait, one, two, three, four, five, five. Yes, and of course you get to go. You're my best friend. One, two, three. She's my best friend. I've known her since...
2008? 2005.
So, one, two, three, four, five. Let's go. Why is that mall's traffic so crazy?
There's a back entrance on Blue Ridge that you should take.
Oh, we see him, huh?
Okay.
You got it.
You should never go unless you have to, and definitely don't go if it's raining.
All right. Thank you.
That's LB. Boom. I had to change your name on the thing because I forgot you got married. You up. Come.
No.
Yeah, why would you go to the mall, especially if it's raining? It's going to flood. I mean, like, the whole...
It floods?
Oh, it floods. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Holy yeah. Shit.
That's like the Boone Mall, yeah. Chels. Boone Mall. Yeah.
All right.
It is very close to the Art Museum, though. Nope. Go to the Art Museum. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Do you need a hand? You got it? I'll give you a hand.
There is a greenway you can walk underneath the mall, though, if you want, when
what?
It's flooding.
What?
Walk into the mall?
No, not to the mall, past it.
Okay. There you go. You can go outside and run.
You got it?
Yeah.
You're right.
Don't ask my kid. Be nice.
I am being nice. I'm not going to say anything mean.
All right, so one of the reasons I think the mall is always so crowded is because they're always adding new stuff just to, like, go off of trends happening online, and it's really annoying, and I always get lost in there because there's a giant belt.
They add new stuff.
Oh yeah, all the time.
That malls are not doing this. What is that? What is going on in Raleigh?
Yeah, like there's always one corner that's always empty.
And they just put new stuff in there.
Is that what's happening to the stores from all the other malls? They're going to your mall?
They have two belts?
Yep.
By the way, shout out to calling it belt and not belt.
Yeah, shout out.
From the south, baby.
Shout out. Thank you.
It's Kroger's.
With an S.
Go to Kroger's. Folks, that's the show, right?
That's the show. Rate, review, and subscribe. Stick around for the shutdown, Fullcast.